Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahavirjam Karavavahai, Tejasvinapati Tamastu Mahavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay. I think we're on page, at the bottom of page 24. Upadi Gata. So you put that to me. Bottom of page 24. Upadhi gata.
Upadhi gata.
Sukha dukadi discha.
Sukha dukha.
Sukha dukadi discha.
Sukha dukadi discha.
Sukha dukadi mantascha.
Sukha dukadi mantascha.
Pratibhasante.
Pratibhasante.
Sandhi outbreak. Upadhi gata sukha dukha adi bihi cha. Sukha dukha adi mantas cha pratibhasante. Okay? Remember that we're working on the reflection of the face in the mirror, right? Face is real, the reflection is not real. And the reflections can appear differently from each other because of different mirrors, different upadhis. And of course they're different from the actual self also. And so now this is a whole discussion around around that. So here what's said is upadhi gata. Gata means here, if gata means gone, but upadhi gata means gone into the upadhi. So we would say obtaining in the upadhis. Mm-hmm. Obtaining in the upadhis, conditioning adjuncts. That's how we translate upadhi. So upadhi gata, obtaining in the conditioning adjuncts. What is? Sukha dukkha adi. Happiness, sukha, dukkha, sorrow, sadness, adi, etc. All of these states, conditions. Bihi. Instrumental plural. By such conditions as sukha and dukkha, which are obtaining in the upadhis. Upadhi gata sukha dukkha adi bihi cha. So, and by conditions such as sukha and dukkha, that adi you would say like such as, by sukha, dukkha, etc., which are obtaining gata in the upadhis and the conditioning adjuncts. Sukha dukkha adi mantaha cha pratibhasante. They appear, pratibhasante. They appear. Sukha dukkha adi mantaha. To possess. If a word ends in vat or mat and is declinable, it shows possession of that thing. Just like I've said, if a word ends in in, it shows possession of it, like sukha, happiness. Sukin, one who has happiness. Sukha, happiness. Sukha vat or sukha mut. It depends upon the particular word whether it will take mut or vat. Again, it shows possession, one that has. So, pratibhasante, they appear, right, to possess sukha, dukkha, etc. Such things, such qualities as sukha and dukkha. Sukha, dukkha, mantaha. Is in the nominative plural. So, pratibhasante, they appear to possess, to have sukha and dukkha, because of the sukha, dukkha, etc., which are obtaining in the upadhis, that bihi, by means of, or because of, instrumental plural. So they appear to have sukha, dukkha, etc., to possess sukha, dukkha, etc., because of the sukha, dukkha, etc., obtaining in the upadis. Everybody see that? Let's do the next line. Upadhyaha cha.
Upadhyaha cha.
Vyavastita rupa.
Vyavastita rupa.
Vyavastita.
Vyavastita.
Rupa.
Rupa.
Eveti.
Eveti.
Sukha dukadinam.
Sukha dukadinam.
Aikatnya pakshe.
Aikatnya pakshe.
Vyavastha.
Vyavastha.
Yuktaiveti.
Yuktaiveti.
Nayam atmabedaha.
Nayam atmabedaha.
Shakyo.
Shakyo.
Vyavastha.
Vyavastha.
Apayitum.
Apayitum.
I'll break the sandhi. Vyavastita rupa. Yavastita rupaha. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Upadhyaha.
Yeah.
Cha.
Okay.
Yavastita. Yavastita rupaha. Eva. Iti. Sukha. Dukkha. Adinam. Aikatnya. Pakshe. Vyavastha yukta eva iti. You already see that? Vyavastha yukta eva iti. Na ayam atma bhedaha. Atma bhedaha. Shakyaha. Vyavastha. Apayitum. Okay, perfect. Upadhyaha is in the nominative plural from upadhi. So the upadhis, the conditioning adjuncts. Vyavastita rupa. It is, they have this, it is the upadhis whose nature, whose rupa is vyavastita, is changing. The avastha means a state of experience. Vyavastha, different states of experience, separate states of experience. It is the upadis that have separate states of experience, whose rupa, whose nature, rupa swarupa, whose nature is changing states of experience. But we could just say it is the upadis eva alone who have the changing states of experience. You see that? Vyavastita rupaha eva iti. So, with the upadhyaha cha, and it is the upadis who have these vyavastita, whose experiences are modifying, changing. They have separate states of experience, okay? Thus, iti, sukha dukadinam, genitive plural, for sukha dukkha, etc., Aikatnya pakshe. We're dealing with two different pakshas. One is the Advaita Vedanta, which is the aikatnya, the oneness of the self. So the paksha, aikatnya means oneness. So the oneness of what? Of the Atma. That there be a non-dual Advaita, one self. So on the paksha, on that side, because two arguments, the Sankhyas are saying there are many selves. There are many different selves. Each self is all-pervasive, but there are many purushas. The Vedantins say there is only one self. So if you say, pakshe, on the side of this argument, for this argument, on the side of the oneness of the self. So see, aikatnya pakshe. Sukha dukadi nam. For sukha and dukkha, the vyavastha, yukta eva. Vyavastha yukta eva. A separate state of experience, vyavastha, definitely is proper, eva yukta, that there is a separate state of experience, a separate condition for sukha and dukkha. That is absolutely correct. So what do they mean? If there is one self, one atma, but the changing states of experience belong to the upadis, then those separate states of experience are caused by the different upadis, right? Na ayam vedaha. Then he goes on. So this vyavastha, these individual experiences of the vyavastha, the individual experiences of sukha and dukkha, are proper on the side of the oneness of the self. Why? Because he's just explained why. Because those conditions, those states of experience belong to the upadis. But then he says, na ayam atma vedaha shakyaha vyavastha apayitum. But this atma veda means this paksha, this argument, which is atma veda, different atmas. But this argument that there are different atmas, right? Atma bedaha. There's a difference of atmas. So this argument, this idea that there is a difference of atmas, then he says, na shakyaha avasta payitum. Na shakyaha, na from the beginning there, na ayam atma bedaha, na shakyaha. This idea of there being different atmas, a difference of atmas, is not able, nashakyaha, to apayitum, to obtain, to account for the vyavastha, the individual states. Why can't it? He's going to do a whole argument about why it can't account for individual states, vyavastha, separate states of experience. And it's basically because for the Sankhya, there are many atmas, but the atmas, each one is all-pervasive. And so even though there are many atmas, how can only one atma experience sukha dukkha if the other atmas are all pervasive and so are going to pervading that experience and that atma also? So there's a right problem. So there's no way for there to be a singular event of this person is happy, this person is sad. It's not possible. Because the atmas, those many of them, are all pervasive, and they're considering the atma to be the one who is having the experience. Okay, so that's the argument he's going to be unfolding. So that it's not able to establish this. Op means to obtain or to gain or to come to this, to obtain something, to gain something, or to go to something. It's not able to come to this. Vyavastha, this idea that there are separate individual states of experience that each self is enjoying. And see, the problem here, just to give you a little bit of background, the Sankhya's main argument against Advaita, one of its main arguments against Advaita Vedanta, the idea of there being one self, is that there can't be just one self, because if I were to be happy, myself were to be happy, then yourself must also be happy. Right? That's their idea. And so there must be many selves. Because since we experience in the world, if I could be happy and you could be sad and you could be more happy, there's a diversity of experiences. And so if there's a diversity of experiences, there must be many atmas to have those diverse experiences. The Vedantin says, no, the diverse experiences belong to the upadis. They don't belong to the atma. And anyway, even in your argument, say we were to accept your argument that there are many different atmas, you yourself say each atma, right, is pure consciousness and is sarvagatattvam, is all-pervasive. If each atma is all-pervasive, then how are you going to stop one atma from having the experience of another atma? Because each atma is all-pervasive. So there's no way, if you say that the Atma is the knower and each Atma is over all pervasive, every Atma is going to have everybody else's experiences. You see the argument? So now he's going to say something here. Let's see. So repeat after me. Shrutis chaikat miyameva.
Shrutis chaikat miyameva.
I caught miyameva.
I caught miyameva.
Pratipadyati.
Pratipadyati.
Ekam evadvatiyam.
Ekam evadvatiyam.
Advatiyam. Advitiyam.
Advitiyam.
Brahma. Iti. Sandhi. Shrutihi. Cha. Aikatmiyam. It's still going to be, it's cha and then aikatmiyam. It retains the I there. Shruti cha aikatmiyam. Eva. Patipadiyati. Ekam eva advitiyam brahma. Okay? Iti. The shruti, shrutihi, nominative singular. Shruti also, cha. And the shruti also, patipadiyati, reveals or tells. We for patipadiyati with the shruti, we usually say it reveals because the shruti is considered to be pramana. And it's revealed knowledge. So we say the shruti also, patipadiyati, reveals the aikatmyam alone. Oneness of oneness alone, the Advaita. The Shruti also, Shruti cha, and the Shruti Pratipadyati reveals the aikatmyam, the oneness, eva, alone, okay? And then gives a Shruti quote, ekam eva advitiyam brahma, ekam one, eva, alone, advitiyam, non-dual, Brahman. Brahman is one, non-dual, alone. Right? Everybody see the words? Ekam, one, eva, alone, advitiyam, non-dual, Brahman. Brahman is one, non-dual, alone. Okay? Iti.
Can you make a distinction between one and non-dual?
Yeah, because you could have one member of a set, like space is one. There's not two spaces, there's only one space, but space is different than
non-dual.
All of the others, air, fire, water, earth. So then you can say it's one among many, that right, there can be one among many. But advitiyam means it's one without a second. So you say one non-dual Brahman alone.
And that's nirnamada?
Yeah. Nirnamada. Everybody see?
What about Brahma?
Brahman is one. I said Brahman is one non-dual alone.
Oh,
okay. Page 25. Atma bheda pakshe.
Atma bheda pakshe.
Tu.
Tu.
Iyam.
Iyam.
Sukha dukhadi.
Sukha dukhadi.
Devastha.
Devastha.
Nopapadyate.
Nopapadyate.
Sandhi. Atma bheda pakshe. Pakshe. Tu. Iyam sukha dukha adi vyavastha na upapadyate. So now he's going to tell why the atma bheda paksha, right, this the side of there being different atmas, why that's not tenable. Okay, so he says, two, whereas in the Atma Bheda Paksha, from the standpoint in this argument, regarding this argument, this Paksha, on the difference of the Atma, the argument which propounds the Atma Bheda, so the Atma Bheda Paksha, the argument for the different for there being different Atmas, Iyam Sukha Dukhadi Vyavastha, this Vyavastha, this idea, this vyavastha, this individual state of experience, avastha is a state of experience. This individual state of experience, this distinct state of experience for sukha and dukkha, etc., na upapadyate, is not tenable. Na upapadyate. Okay? What it's saying is, this individual state of experience is not tenable. It's not possible. On this side, on this Atma Bheda Paksha. And he's going to tell why. Okay. So you see it in the Sanskrit? Tatahi.
Tatahi.
Pratisharidam. Atmano binaha.
Atmano
binaha. Te cha sarve.
Te cha sarve.
Pratyekam.
Pratyekam.
Sarvagataha.
Sarvagataha.
Iti.
Iti.
Atmabheda.
Atmabheda.
Vadino.
Vadino.
Manyante.
Manyante.
Sandhi. Tata hi. Pratishariram Atmanaha Binnaha Te Cha Sarve Prati Ekam Sarvagataha Iti Atma Beda Vadinaha Manyante. You see? So here it says Tatahi, to explain. It's like, because when it is in like, because when it's like this, when this being the case, you can just say to explain. When being in this, because when being in this manner. Prati shariram. First he says, go to the end of the sentence where it says, iti atma beda vadinaha manyante. The avadin is a school of thought. So the atma beda vadinaha are those who, that school of thought, those who are members of that vada are the vadins. So it would, you could say those who propound a difference of self. Difference of selves. Okay? Atma beda vadinaha, namat to plural. They manyante, they think. Manyante is forethought, manate, put it from man to think. They think this. So they think iti that, but pratisharirum. Pratisharirum is an indeclinable with prati as the first member, and it means in each self, in each body. Sorry, not self. Sharira body. Pratisharirum, indeclinable. In each body. Atmanaha binnaha. There are different atmas. Atmanaha, nominative plural. Binnaha, nominative plurals. The atmas are separate. You can say there are different atmas in each self, in each body. Each body has a different atma. Okay, different atmas for each body. Everybody see it? Techa and they. Te means they, nominative plural. Sarve, nominative plural. And all of them. If we say they all, and they all, te sarve, or you could say and all of them. But literally, te sarve, they all. Pratyekam, and each, with pratyekam, each one, and all of, and every one of them. In English we say, and they all, and each one of each one, pratyekam. Each, so in English you would say, and each one of them.
Okay. What's the them, every one of them?
Well, in English you would say, when, in Sanskrit it says, and te, they, all, pratyekam, individually, each one. But in English, what would you say? And each one of them, and every one of them. Sarvagataha is all pervasive. And they all are individually, each one of them, and they all, each one of them, is all pervasive. Sarvagataha. Sarva, all, gata, it is gone everywhere. So sarva gata is the word for all pervasive. It is gone, gata, sarva, everywhere. So sarva gataha, te atmana, atmanaha, they, oh, I'm sorry, te sarve, they all, pratyekam, each one, sarva gataha is all pervasive. And every one of, each one of them is all pervasive. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
So there are many different atmas, right? In every body has one atma. Okay. So all of the different atmas, one per body. And each one of those atmas is all pervasive. That's Sankhya. The term is this Sankhya theory, okay? Sankhya yoga.
I thought Sankhya yoga meant in the Gita they were talking about it being knowledge.
This is not that Sankhya Yoga. This is the philosophical school, Sankhya.
Oh, yeah. more than one kind.
It's the, now I'm talking about the name of the philosophical school called
all right,
Sankhya.
All right.
Okay. So here it says, iti atmabheda vadinaha manyante. Those are the Sankhyas. Those who profess a difference of atmas, manyante, they consider, iti that, in every body there are different, there's a different atma, different, there are different atmas, one in each body, and each one of them is all pervasive. Okay. Tetra, so repeat after me. Tetra.
Tetra.
Sarve sham.
Sarve sham.
Sarva gatatvat.
Sarva gatatvat.
Sarva sannidhau.
Sarva sannidhau.
Sukha adhikam.
Sukha adhikam.
Upajamanam.
Upajamanam.
Vishesha heto rabhavat.
Vishesha heto rabhada.
Vishesha heto
urabhavat.
Katamekasyaiva tet sukadikam na sarvesham ityavadharayitum. Ityavadharayitum.
Ityavadharayitum.
Shakyate.
Shakyate.
I'll do the sandhi. Tetra. Sarve sham. Sarva. Gatatvat. Sarva. Sannidhau. Sukha. Adhikam. Utpadyamanam vishesha hetoho abhavat katam ekasya eva tat sukhadikam na sarvesham iti avadharayitum shakyate. Okay. When it says tetra, tetra means there. There what? In reference to that argument. So there, like if you were to say that, you know, the atma vadinas, they consider that there is one atma for every sharira and each atma is all pervasive. There, okay, regarding that argument. Sarve sham. Sarvagata twat. Because of being twat. Right? Because of being sarvagata, all pervasive. For all of them. So you could say, because each one of them, because everyone, all, because all are all pervasive. Literally, that's what it says. Because of being all pervasive for all. To you, it's in English, it's because all are all pervasive. Everybody see that? Because of being all pervasive for all of them, for all. And in English you would say, because all are all pervasive. Sarva sannidhau, in the presence. Sannidhi means in the vicinity. Like something comes into your vicinity, it comes into your presence. So it says, because when in the presence of all, so sannidhi becomes locative singular, sannidhau, in the presence sarva of everyone. If something has come into the vicinity of one, it's come into the vicinity of all, because each one is all pervasive. So in the vicinity or in the sannidhi, in the presence of all, sukha adhikam upadyamanam, the sukha etc. Sukha, etc., upadyamanam, is occurring, is taking place. Sukha, etc., is taking place in the presence of all. Right? You see that? Sukha, in the neuter, sukhadikam, sukha, etc., upadyamanam, is occurring, is rising, is happening. In the presence of all, because all are all pervasive. So if sukha if an emotion or something sukha or dukkha or anything happens, if it occurs, it's occurring, it's taking place in the presence of all of them, because each one is all pervasive, right?
But doesn't this deny our personal experience?
Yeah, this is. Let's finish the argument as a Sankhya argument, then we'll go to those questions.
Okay.
It's actually, it's trying to establish the Sankhyas are saying that we all have a personal experience of sukha and dukkha because we have different selves. Otherwise, we couldn't have individual experiences of sukha and dukkha. The Vedanta says no, there's only one self. The individual experiences belong to the upadis, which are illumined by that one self.
Okay.
But they're saying the self is the experiencer.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he gives a reason. Vishesha hetu hetoho abhavat. Hetoho is in from hetu. It's in the genitive singular. Abhavat. Because of the absence of a vishesha hetu, a cause for distinguishing, to accept, there's no logical reason, there's no hetu for distinguishing the experience of oneself. I have to add words for distinguishing. There's no logical reason for distinguishing what? The experience of oneself from the experience of another self, because the selves are all pervasive. So there's no hetu, there's no logical argument for distinguishing. Distinguishing what? An individual experience of one self versus another, because all of the selves are all pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then he kind of says what he means by that. Katam ekasya eva tat sukadikam. Katam means how. Can ekasya, for one alone, tat sukadikam, how is that sukha, etc., means that experience sukha, etc., so tat sukha, etc., tat sukadikam, how is that sukha, ekasya eva, how can that sukha belong to one, to only one? Right? How can that sukha, which is a state of experience, be for just one? Because there's nothing to distinguish them, since they overlap each other, since each is all pervasive. So there's no distinguishing characteristic there, for one would have the experience and not the other. So it says, how is there sukha, etc., sukhadikam, ekasya eva, for only one? Right? How can there be sukha, happiness, etc., for only one? Na sarvesham iti avadaryitum shakyate. Na shakyate avadaryitum. Oh, it says, you have a comma here, it's not a good place. If you say like this, how is that sukha experience for only one, and then na sarvesham, not for all? How can you say it's only for one? Na sarvesham, and not for all. See that? Iti avadaryitum shakyate. How can that be determined? Shakyate, you would say, avadaryitum shakyate. Katam avadaryitum shakyate. How is it able, or how can it be, avadaryitum, determined? How is it able to be determined in English? That tum affix means to determine. When the shuk is in the passive, would say like this. How is it able to be determined? You put the passive sense with the tum. Avadaryitum means to determine, to clearly know, to clearly ascertain. If you say, katam shakyate avadaryitum, how is it able to be determined? What? That the sukha, dukkha, etc., belongs to oneself and not to all. Everybody see?
Yep.
Repeat after me then. Atta. Yet sambandhina. Karya karana sanghatena.
Karya karana sanghatena.
Sukhadikam.
Sukhadikam.
Janyate.
Janyate.
Tasya eva.
Tasya eva.
Tad ityabhidhiyate.
Tad ityabhidhiyate.
Iti.
Iti.
Sandhi. Atta yet sambandhina karya karana sanghatena sukhadikam janyate tasya eva tat iti abhidhiyate iti.
I don't know if I all of a sudden looked at the wrong spot, but when you said sukha, here it's written dukkha, D-U-K, in the transliteration.
Oh.
After karya, karana.
On the translate, just a second.
So,
oh, you know what, I changed up the sukha.
Okay.
Sometimes when I find a typo, I must have forgotten.
Change it,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Just say sukhadikam janyate. Yeah, no. Please point any of those out to
well,
me.
Well, we're really helping, huh?
Yes. Okay. Thanks. Here, atta, it has many different meanings. It just means further or and. He's going on with the same argument, okay? Giving a
here, tatra atta.
Atta.
Yes, but
atta, yeah, it means
it pairs up with tatra in a sense. There and then furthermore.
Yeah, like furthermore. Right. Yet that which sambandhina. Just give you the some words here. Which is connected in the instrumental singular. Karya karana sanghata. This is the body-mind complex. The sanghata means the collection of the body. Karya is the body. Karana is the mind and sense organs. So it means cause and effect, but it's a term, technical term. Karya karana sanghata is a technical term for the body-mind senses complex. Okay. So if it says here, that's in Karya Karana Sanghata. I'm just going to translate that as body-mind complex in the instrumental singular. Sukhadikam sukha etc. Janyate. If you say sukha adi, such experiences as sukha etc. Janyate is produced, is born, is produced by the body-mind complex. Karya karana sanghatena. The happiness, etc., is janyate, is produced by the body mind complex, sambandhina, with which it is connected, yet sambandhina. Right? The happiness, etc., is janyate, is produced by the body mind complex, with which it is connected, then. Tasya eva tad iti abhidhiyate. That belongs to that alone. Okay. Tasya belongs to that alone, eva tad. That belongs to that alone. What does? That belongs to that alone. What does? Sukha, etc. The sukha, etc., which is produced by the body-mind complex, that is connected with that, that belongs to that alone. Iti. With which the self, yet with which Atma, I think it says, the sukha dukkha, how did I translate that? Let me just see.
Very confusing.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's look at the answer and then we'll go back and reread it, okay? But first let me just make sure you understand this first part, the last part. Tasya. You can say of that or belongs to that, because genitive, right? So if I say that, that is of that alone. Tat means that. So tasya means of that, genitive, eva, alone. Tat, that is of that alone. So what it means is that belongs to that alone. Okay? That belongs to that alone. What? The sukhadikam, which is born, which is produced by the body-mind complex, which is connected to that, to which is connected to which, that belongs to that alone. So take the yet, I think, as the Atma. To which self, the sukha, let me see how I did that, I'm getting confused myself here. This is actually just very hard for me to translate. I put, if it be said, and the abhidhiyate means if it be said. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if it be said that, so iti abhidhiyate, if it be said that, happiness, etc., which is produced by the body-mind complex, okay, with which it is connected, belongs to that body-mind complex alone, that cannot be. So I took the tasya, that the ted goes with sukhadikam and the tasya with body-mind complex. So I took it like this. If it be said, iti abhidhiyate, if it be said that, the sukhadikam, which is the sukha, etc., which is born of the karyakarana, the sukhadikam, which is born of the karyakarana sangata, to which it is connected, that sukhadikam belongs to that alone. Let's look at the answer. Tanna, that, if that is your argument, no. Tanna, that, no. Okay.
Tanna.
Tanna, okay. Karya karna sangata syapi.
Karya karna sangata yasya.
Karya,
karana,
sankhatasyapi,
sarvatma,
sannidha,
vutpadyamanasya,
vishesha,
Heto
Rabhavad
Eva.
Katam Ekatma
Sambanditvam
Tan no. That, if that is your argument, no. You have to supply words. Literally just say that, no.
Yeah.
In reference to that, tet would be tetra. In reference to that, no.
Did you do the sundi?
No. Tet, na. Karya, karana, sangatasya, api, sarva, atma, sannidhau, utpadyamanasya, vishesha, Hetoho abhavat eva katam eka atma sambanditvam.
Iti.
Oh. Sorry.
you leave out all the easy ones.
All right. Karya karana sangatasya api. For the karya karana sangata, for the body-mind complex also, sarvatma sannidhau, in the vicinity of all the atmas, in the presence of all the selves, sarva, atma, in the presence of all the selves, in the presence of every self, sarva, atma, sannidhau, lokarat, in the presence of every self, utpadyamanasya, is occurring, is being born, is produced, is happening. Right? So the whole karya karana sangata also is taking place in the presence of every self, of every atma. Right? Vishesha heto abhavat, same thing, eva. Because of the abhava, the absence of a distinguishing characteristic of something that separates the experience, vishesha, because of the hetu, because of the absence, the abhava, of a logical explanation, a logical reason, a hetu, a cause for vishesha, for separating out, distinguishing, like a distinguishing mark, for these body-mind, for the body-mind complex experiences, which are also taking place, right, in the presence of every self. So, even the body, you say, the sukha dukkha can't be distinguished because they're in the presence of each self. So you can't distinguish, you can't say that one self is going to have it and not another. Then they say, well, the sukha dukkha, they belong, they're produced by the body-mind complex. And the body-mind complex then, which is generating the sukha and dukkha, that is what is causing the distinction of the experience. To say that this one, right, that this body-mind complex is having a different experience than this body-mind complex, because the body-mind complexes are what are generating the sukha and dukkha, right? They're, because of them, the sukha and dukkha is taking place. So that becomes the distinguishing factor to say that the different selves are having different experiences. He says, no, because the body-mind complexes themselves are there in the presence of each self. Right? Because the selves still are overlapping. And so they also are an object of knowledge. Right? The body-mind complex itself is an object of knowledge to each of us, to each self, because the selves are, it's the selves that are overlapping because they're all pervasive. Do you see, it started out with the experiences of sukha dukkha. And I mean, it's a stupid argument, really, because the problem is obviously that there's sarvagatattvam, the all-pervasive nature of each self. And so, no matter whether you take it to be the experiences of sukha dukkha, or the body-mind complexes which generate the experiences of sukha dukkha, the body-mind complexes there are as much an object of knowledge as is the sukha dukkha. So it doesn't matter. Okay, so that's what he's saying. So here, karya karana sangatasya api, the body-mind complex also is upadyamana, is occurring in the presence of all the atmas. So because of the vishesha hetoho abhavat, because of the absence of any logical reason to distinguish, to be able to distinguish those experiences, eva, indeed, or definitely, katam ekatmiyam sambanditvam. Oh, I see. Sorry. Ekam ekatma sambanditvam. How can it be connected to oneself alone? Eka atma, oneself. Sambandhi. How can there be connect? How can it be connected to only one self? Because all the selves are all pervasive. So sambandhi means, how can it have a relationship with only one self? Whether it be the body-mind complex or it be the experiences of the body-mind complex, either one, how can it be so have a sambandha? How can it have a connection with only one self when the selves, each self is all-pervasive and so therefore there's no way to separate the self-experiences? Everybody see? Okay, let's take a little break.
Yeah, it's really hard to carry on.
It's hard to look deeply into an argument that you don't believe.
Well, it's a good exercise.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start it up at the.
Okay. I'm ready.
Atta.
Okay.
Yet. Karma vashat.
Yet karma vashat.
Karya karana sankhatasya.
Karya karana sankhatasya.
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 I'm sorry, I broke the Sunday. Sankhatasyotpattihi.
Sankhatasyotpattihi.
Tasyaiva.
Tasyaiva.
Asau.
Asau.
Karya karana sankhata.
Karya karana.
Iti. Vishesha hetu.
Vishesha hetu.
Vritti.
Chet.
Let's stop here. Okay. Atta, further, right? Another argument. Atta. Oh, let me do the sandhi. Yet. Karma vashat. Karya karana sankhatasya utpattihi. Tasya eva asau karya karana sanghataha iti vishesha hetuhu iti chet. Okay? Vishesha hetuhu iti chet. Okay, so it says now, yet karma vashat karya karana sangatasya utpattihi. Let's read this backwards. The utpatti, the birth of the body-mind complex, karya karana sangatasya utpattihi, is karma vashat, because of karma. The power of the karma, right, is from the, it's subject to karma. It's from the force of karma. It's due to the force of karma. It's under the hold of karma. So you could say is due to the force of karma. Karma vishat, karya karana sangatasya utpatihi. The birth of the body mind complex is due to the force of karma.
Wow.
Tasya eva asau karya karana sangatasya. Sangataha. Asau, this karya karana sangataha, this body mind complex belongs to that alone. Okay. Tasya eva asau karya karana sangataha belongs to that alone. This karya karana sangataha belongs to that alone. Iti.
Asau is.
This. Let me look at the text to make sure.
Is also is of this.
Of this, belongs to this alone.
This of this.
Yeah.
You don't want to have in this position. This is a certain position, too.
You're used to that.
So it brings back memories.
just hope you don't have any earthquake, then you really have things to do.
But the funny thing is, they use this position a little bit in India. It's not it's not bad manners. There are some ways to sit can be bad manners.
Okay. I'm okay. Yeah. Let's take a look at this again. Okay. You see where it says, Vishesha Hetuhu Iti Chet? The second line, beginning of the second line, Vishesha Hetuhu Iti Chet. That Iti Chet is, you know, if you say, thus if. If you say that Vishesha Hetuhu, the distinguishing, the logical, the Vishesha Hetu, the thing that allows for the distinction, right? The Hetu, the logical reason for the Vishesha, means what allows for those individual experiences to be there, right? So the distinguishing characteristic. If you say the logical reason is, now if you say the iti at the end of the last line, first line,
yeah.
You would say the Vishesha Hetu is that, what? This, the birth of the Karya Karana Sangata is due to the force of karma, right? Then you would say this Karya Karana Sangata belongs to that. To that karma, right? That's what's responsible for it. That is now what's responsible for this distinguishing, the distinguishing of the experiences, right? Mm-hmm. It's the force of the karma which causes their birth. That's what's causing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then, read after me.
No.
Karma nopi. Sarvatma sannidhau.
Sarvatma sannidhau.
Utpadyamanasya.
Utpadyamanasya.
Utpadyamanasya. Sarva atma sambanditvena.
Sarva atma sambanditvena.
Tadjanita.
Tadjanita.
Karya karana. Sangatasya yapi.
Sangatasyapi.
Sarvatma.
Sarvatma.
Sambandhitvat.
Sambandhitvat.
Tadjanitasya.
Tadjanitasya.
Sukha dukaderapi.
Sukha dukaderapi.
Sarvatma.
Sarvatma.
Sambandhitvam.
Sambandhitvam.
Iti.
Iti.
Dukadikasya. Nana paksha.
Nana paksha.
It'd actually be nana paksha. Oh, that's alright. Nana paksha eva.
Eva.
Na vyavastitihi.
Na vyavastitihi.
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 Vyavastitihi. Vyavastitihi.
Good.
This is a really long sentence.
Can I point out
the
typo?
Yeah.
Here's the reverse where it says sukha and you said dukkha. Right after sarvatma.
Yeah, sukha adhikasya.
Oh, I thought you said dukkha.
Oh, maybe I did.
Okay. So
sorry.
That's correct. Okay.
Yes, correct. Thank you. I was probably feeling sad as I was. Oh, God.
My bad karma that I have.
It looks in Sanskrit.
Testing. Carol left the room, but. She said that the sound buff for some reason made it turn down.
That was happening last night as well.
Oh, yeah?
It kept breaking, and then there was nothing.
And then it would come back?
Yeah. It was going in and out.
I think that's the size of a server. I don't know if there's anything we can do about it. You know how much bandwidth the server
right.
has, yeah.
Right.
So that's unfortunate too. Okay, let's take a look at this. Na, no. Karmanaha api. That karmanaha is from karman. It's the genitive singular. Karmano api. For karma also. Sarvatma sannidau. In the presence of all the atmas. Upadyamanasya. For karma also, which is upadyamanasya, taking place, arising, happening. In the presence of all the atmas. So, karma also is taking place, is occurring in the presence, in the sannidhi of all the atmas. Okay. Sarvatma, we'll just read through this and then try to put it together. Sarvatma sambandhi tvena. Tvena. Because of being sambandhi, connected to, all the atmas, sarva atma sambandhi tvena, because of being connected or by being connected to all of the atmas, tat janita karya karana sangatasya api, also for the body-mind complex, which is born of that, janita born, which is born of that karma, okay. For the body-mind complex, which is janita, which is born of that. Everybody with me? Tat janita karya karana sangatasya. For the body-mind complex, janita, which is born, tat of that, means of that karma. Sarvatma sambandhitvat. Because of being connected to all of the selves. Sarva atma sambandhitvat. Tat janitasya, for that which is born of that, janita born of that, means born of that body now, this one's the body, the first one was karma. Okay. What is born of that? Sukha dukkha dehe api, for the sukha dukkha, etc., also, which is born of that, sarv atma sambandhitvam, being connected to all of the selves, sarva atma sambandhitvam, right? Being connected to all of the selves. Iti, thus, sukadikasya, for sukha, etc., nanatmapakshe would mean, in reference to the, In the school, which in the paksha, in the argument, right? So in this argument, which has nana atma, many atmas, many and varied atmas, different atmas. Nana means many and varied. In this school, which has many atmas,
wow.
Definitely eva na vyavastitihi. There is no individual experiences. No individual states of sukha dukkha in this school which propounds many atmas. There is no individual experience. There can be no, in English you say it can be no vyavastitihi, individual experience of sukha dukkha, etc. Okay? If you thus, then you have to read backwards. He just is kind of building it up. Let's read backwards from sarvatma sambandhitvam.
Yeah, this is a street
sweeper. Everybody's moved, right?
Yep.
Let's just spend a few minutes reading backwards. Go to the middle of the, next to the last line where it says Sarvatma Sambandhitvam Iti. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Being connected to all of the selves for Sukha Dukkha also. Sukha Dukkha Dehe also. Because of sukha and dukkha, etc., are also being connected to all of the selves, that sukha and dukkha, which is tat janitasya, reading backwards, which is born of that body. Okay? Now, reading backwards, sarvatma sambandhitvat, because of being connected to all of the selves, janita karya karana sangatasya api, for the body-mind complex, which is born of karma, because of being connected to all of the selves, reading backwards, sarvatma sambandhau utpadyamanasya, for the karma also, for that which is happening, sarvatma sannidhau, in the vicinity of all of the selves, karma for karma also. So now reading forwards again.